Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a moment, we're going to connect to a simulcast with Truth Talk Live out of North Carolina on the East Coast. We have Stu Epperson occasionally on this program, and he's on the air in about 20 cities or more. And Bob Enyart Live, of course, is on the most powerful Christian radio station in the country, AM 670 KLTT. 50,000 watts. So what we'll do, you see there the beginning of Stu's show. So we'll keep that nice and quiet while we're waiting for Stu to get on the line and get through. Hey, Stu Epperson.
Are you on the air?
Stu, we are on the air. You're on the air. How soon does your show start?
My show starts in a little bit. And let me just tell you and your listeners what we're up against on our national show on Truth Talk Live. I've spent probably hour upon hour to the point of exhaustion and laryngitis talking to people who, for all practical purposes, think that you can vote for
Obama,
and be very happy in your Christianity,
right?
And be a solid Christian, a born again believer.
Yeah, because after all, killing kids doesn't really matter, Stu.
Well, I want you to say that. I want you.
Right.
I've said it, and you know, it's like when you're
you say it till you're blue in the face.
When your sister tells you something over and over again, she could tell you that that there's a deadly snake about to bite you, and you laugh at her. But when someone else says it, you're an objective guy. You've got that Denver accent.
Right, exactly.
You don't say y'all and how y'all doing
we
and
say,
how about some sweet tea.
Stu,
you don't say those kind of things.
We say all y'all.
Mm.
Plural.
And you've got this personhood amendment. There's a lot of things on the ballot.
Yes.
And I want to know why thousands of African Americans, maybe 100,000, are going to go vote in California to vote for Proposition 8.
Hmm.
Which says marriage between a man and a woman, but the same people, according to the polling, are going to vote for Barack Obama,
right.
Who's an anti-Proposition 8 guy.
Yeah,
he's an anti-marriage.
He's anti-marriage between a man and a woman.
Yeah, now I don't want
Barack
to,
Obama.
I,
so
don't
we'll
even, I may not even mention Barack Obama's name today on the show, okay?
I will.
That's fine, you can. What I want to do, though, is I want to elucidate the whole notion of the scriptural teaching that I will lay out very clearly that hopefully will edify your listeners too,
mm-hmm.
of what it means to be a true Christian.
All
okay?
Right.
Not someone who struggles. We all struggle. Okay. I'm tired of people saying, well, maybe he's just a struggling carnal guy, you know? I mean, I'm talking about someone that really loves God. What are the marks of that, okay?
Right.
Bob, you're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Our listeners don't need to look too far to find out play times where we've lost it on the air or maybe but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about someone who
utter rebellion against God and violating do not murder,
right.
Do not commit adultery, and even destroying what it means to be married. Marriage
that's exactly
between
right.
a man
so,
and a woman.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So hold on. You'll hear the music leading the breaks. Try
all
to
right.
keep it, and I'll let you talk to
Sounds
listeners.
Sounds great.
And we've got all kinds of other little shticks.
All right.
It's
we'll
trick
have
or
a good
truth.
Time.
Our theme is trick or truth, okay?
Trick or truth.
So stand by, and you talk to your audience, and God bless them all, and hang on.
All right. Thank you, Stu Epperson.
A lot of the people, 30 affiliates nationwide, the Sirius Satellite Radio, so it's a big, we're going to hit you with some great people, and I know you cover a lot of folks out west.
All right.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds good, Stu. Thanks. Okay, so we'll put his volume down so you'll be able to hear Stu in the background. And we will, of course, talk about Obama being so evil, but then it'll spill over onto McCain too, right? Because Stu's a bit more of a traditional Christian talk show host, and he will warn his audience that Obama voted against the federal marriage amendment and leave it there at Bob Enyart Live. Just like American Right to Life would do, so many other pro-life groups, we remind people that John McCain also voted against the federal marriage amendment. And so it'll probably spill over on McCain. By the way, Human Events magazine, we took out a full-page ad there recently about the partial birth abortion ban. Well, they have an article about if Obama wins, who are the Republicans that'll help the Democrats? And they list a few of the liberal Republicans in the U.S. Senate, and they include, and this is a pro-Republican, pro-McCain publication, Human Events. They include John McCain. This is, I mean, this is not a surprise, right? They say the Democrats will need one or two Republicans to side with them to get their liberal judges on the Supreme Court. And they said to break a judicial filibuster, the Democrats could probably count on Senator John McCain. Of course, he's done it in the past his whole career. He's proud of voting for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. And he promised us pro-lifers, even during the campaign, even 2 weeks ago, that he would not consider whether a judge is against abortion or not when he nominates judges. So let's see if we could join Stu Epperson.
Where Truth Talk Live. Pop culture and current events all come together. Cutting edge topic.
So we have sort of a Christian subculture. But sometimes it seems as though some believers want to live in a bubble.
Truth for the now generation. Yes, push your hot button.
We're one election away from all kinds of things happening, folks. And so Christians, the key to that happening is just don't go out and vote and let's not get involved. Our guest disagrees with that notion and maybe Richard does too. Richard, you're on the air.
Relevant, real radio. Confronting the culture. This is Truth Talk Live. Now from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Epperson Jr.
Okay, all the little youngsters, they got their little jack-o'-lantern plastic container. They got their cute little costumes. They got their mask on to go and elicit candy from the neighbors and from everyone else. It's trick-or-treat across America tonight. Or what about trick or truth, because that's what we're talking about today on Truth Talk Live. We're not talking about Halloween specifically, directly. We do that every year. We've debated witches on Halloween. We have done all kinds of crazy stuff on this day. Happy Reformation Day, by the way, a significant day. Please dig into that on your own time. Today on Truth Talk Live, trick or truth. My question to you folks right now, front and center, is this. And it has to do a lot with what we've talked about on the show recently. I, your talk show host, Stu Epperson, is very, very concerned. My heart is heavy. Why? Because just as the youngsters put the mask on and go to elicit the candy, but in the millions, thousands of politicians are putting on a mask to elicit your vote. Maybe we'll call your vote candy. Isn't it ironic, by the way, that the election falls right just after Halloween, in the same, like within the same 72 hours or so of trick-or-treat? So why trick or truth? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I ask a question of you today, and I have another talk show host on, just to kind of hold me in check. And he's dealing with something very radical in Denver, Colorado, and he is radical. And once I mention his name, Bob Inyart, now I know everyone's ears are perking up because this guy is very intense. Hey, trick or truth, do the politicians put on this? If a politician puts on a Christian mask, does that make him or her a Christian? Because many of you, particularly in the Bible Belt, where it's far more traditional and it assuages your conscience far more to vote for a Christian, at least someone that says they are. Why is it that by someone just says they're a Christian, they say they had an experience, they said they prayed a prayer, they had a vision of the cross, whatever is part of their shtick, they get a free pass. They're in. How dare you judge them? I have been condemned, eviscerated, attacked by other Christians saying, who are you to judge these guys? What did Jesus say about it? Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets. Who are they? Well, on the outside, they have sheep's clothing and sheep's talk. They talk like a shepherd, look like a shepherd, maybe even smell like one. They actually wear shepherd's clothing, but on the inside, they're ravenous wolves. Well, how do you know that? Matthew 7:16, Jesus asked this question. Jesus, he's the judge. You will recognize them by their fruits. Good, healthy trees, good, healthy fruit, bad, diseased trees, bad, diseased fruit. Then Jesus goes on to say in Matthew 7:21 about talk. Remember the mask, the Christian mask? I'm born again. Yeah, give me your vote. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me, say, boom, what about that? So, Bob Inyart, syndicated on TV, on the radio, sir.
Stu Epperson, our audience here in Colorado on a 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT, just heard your excellent introduction. And, Stu, it's great to have you on our airwaves as we're simulcasting also on Truth Talk Live.
Well, it's good to have you with us, Bob. It's a difficult time. It's trick or truth. and I asked a simple question. I'm going to pose it to you, and I'm going to anyone that wants to weigh in. Is it possible to wear a Christian mask but not be a Christian? If someone says I'm a Christian, hence a Christian mask, does that mean that they're a Christian, or do they just want the candy? Bob Inyart, is that possible? Is that true? Or by just professing it, by saying it, and having those nice words, they get a pass on however they live, however they vote. You tell me.
Stu, Jesus.
6-3-4 truth for everyone else. Bob Inyart, go ahead.
Yeah, Jesus Christ didn't tell us to judge them by their words. He said, judge them by their fruit. And, of course, he warns us about wolves in sheep's clothing and those who will come and say, Lord, Lord, and he will say, I never knew you. Depart from me into everlasting fire. So we've reached a time where the body of Christ, Christians, are so unsure of any moral issue that they think it's okay to vote for someone who opposes marriage between a man and a woman, who will support killing an unborn child. So, Stu, there is a moral crisis, and I know you're talking about Barack Obama. We have Christian churches in America, thousands of black churches. Now, we have the same crisis in white churches, but let's talk about Obama for a moment in the black body of Christ. Thousands of black churches that have basically endorsed wholeheartedly Barack Obama, who is godless. He is anti-Christian in his entire world view.
Okay, now let me take issue with you. I want to check you on some of the things you're saying. By the way, our toll-free number is 866-34-TRUTH. If you believe that he's wrong, I want you to call in. I want you to call in and weigh in on this. Maybe Bob Inyart, some listeners would say point blank, you're judging. You can't climb into the man's heart. How do you know he didn't have that experience? How do you know that? And the current government hasn't done anything to stop abortion. Why not give this new guy a chance? At least he went to church, and at least he professes to be a Christian. He's got a good-looking family and a couple kids. What do you say to that?
God wants us to be wise and not be fools. And when people advocate the overthrow of Christian morality, when they advocate that you have the right to kill innocent children, that tells us that they are enemies of Jesus Christ. They are enemies of the innocent. They're enemies of Christianity. And so we need to oppose every politician. And still, there's so much moral confusion among Christians. They no longer understand the simplest things, like homosexuality is increasingly accepted in Christian circles.
Yeah, now there's a big issue in your state, in Colorado, which sadly there are politicians opposing it who claim to be Christian, Bob Inyart.
Yeah, that's right. Our personhood amendment 48.
Personhood amendment 48. Folks, listen to this. None of you may have heard of this. This is an amendment. Tell them real quick, and we got to get to some calls, Bob. Go ahead. Tell them what this is. This is history in the making if it passes.
Stu, yesterday, USA Today quoted me. It was an honor to be able to speak to the media about defending the innocent. And they quoted me. What would Amendment 48 in Colorado do? If it passes, it would make abortion unconstitutional because the unborn child would be recognized as a person. And Stu, this doesn't establish personhood for the unborn. God is the one who established the personhood and the right to life. It's from our Creator. This is simply a recognition, an acknowledgement that a baby has a God-given right to life, and you can't kill an innocent baby. So this is an exciting time. Of course, Stu, we may not win this because the hearts of the majority, Jesus said that the road to hell is wide, and many are they, and narrow is the way to everlasting life. And you know, the crowd voted for Barabbas. When given the opportunity, they voted against Jesus Christ and for Barabbas. So okay, we may lose, but we have a baseline from which to fight.
Okay, I want to bring a caller in. Natalie, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Is it possible to wear the Christian mask just to get elected but not really be a Christian? What about all these politicians that say that? Bob Inyart brought up one, but what about all these other ones? How do you handle that situation? What is a Christian, a good discerning believer, to do when it comes Election Day? Let's see what Natalie says. Natalie, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I support Barack Obama,
okay.
And I am a Christian. I don't think I wear a mask, and I don't believe that he wears a mask.
We're not saying you wear a mask. We're just saying that Barack Obama is making all these professions. But what do you say to Natalie, Bob?
Well, I think John McCain wears a mask also. I think maybe both of them wear a mask, but I don't like how John McCain cheated on his first wife. I think that questions his character.
Okay, Bob, what about McCain?
Natalie, one sin doesn't erase the other. We need to oppose wickedness, whether Republican or Democratic.
Hold on. on. We got a lot more Truth Talk Live coming up.
Truth Talk Live.
Okay, Bob, are you still there? Bob,
we're here, Stu.
Still live on a break. We've still got Natalie. And Natalie, you hang on during the break, okay, because we want to pick back up with you.
That's
it's
right.
A very important conversation. I get excited because a lot of people of faith are calling in, and we're discussing this, and we're talking about it.
Hey, Stu.
Yeah, Bob,
I think we've got...
we're still live on the air because I'm taking my network break. This is so important to talk about it.
All right.
The network breaks. We're still live on the air for about 2 more minutes.
All right. I understand. And, Stu, this is what's happening to millions of Christians. Millions of Christians can no longer think in terms of right and wrong. God's enduring command, do not murder, is not up for grabs. We can't say, well, we're not going to apply that in our business, or we're not going to apply that at our church or in our politics. But Christians are so confused because there is no longer a moral absolute, a certainty taught by our own Christian leaders.
One thing. You can say you're a Christian publicly to get some people voting, but you can kind of vote however you want. And Natalie, are you still there? That's kind of what concerns, not just with Barack Obama, but a lot of politicians. It's just, we got to get that vote. In fact, he is aggressively advertising on Christian radio stations all over the country, but he disagrees 99% with their moral values, and that's what breaks my heart.
So, Natalie, let me ask you a question. Barack Obama supports the so-called right to kill a child. Do you realize that it is murder? It is wrong to kill a child in the womb. Do you realize that?
Well, I don't suppose Barack Obama, and I don't think we have any evidence that he's ever had an abortion.
No, he advocates the supposed right. He says he will defend the right to kill an innocent baby. Do you realize, Natalie, wrong?
I got to cut in. I'm going to let both of you respond in equal time when we come back. Bob, what's your website for folks to know about that?
KGov.com,
okay.
KGOV.
Okay, 866-342. Hang on. More coming up.
Radio Network.
Now here we are in Denver, still.
Okay,
while
Bob,
still, yes, Stu.
We're not on, but I interrupted my whole network break.
Yeah, that was pretty neat that you did that.
Well,
in with Natalie.
We preempted things because this is very important. Now Natalie is still on hold; she can't hear us talking, but she's an example of the calls I'm getting.
Millions of Christians like Natalie.
Now
Stu,
she's
millions.
Saying, but I want to be kind. I mean, you know, no one can force anyone how to vote, but I want to continue to try to reason with her. Will you help me reason with her when we come back?
Yeah, let's do our best.
2 minutes, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Stu.
Home from a wrestling tournament.
All right, so we'll bring the volume of Truth Talk Live down, and we'll think through this. Back in Focus on the Strategy 1 and 2, those DVDs put out by American Right to Life, the warning went out that when our Christian leaders, when they become moral relativists, and they tell Christians that it doesn't really matter if a law regulates killing innocent children, or if a candidate or a party says it's okay to kill innocent children, you could still support them if they're considered the lesser of two evils. We said that's moral relativism, and you can't predict where moral relativism will lead the masses. You can't predict. And so here we are just a few short years later, and millions of Christians think it's okay to vote for Barack Obama. And we say, yeah, but he supports killing unborn children. And they say, well, so what? There are other issues. And how do you rebut that? What do you say? No, because he supports unborn children, you can't vote for him. And they say, well, are you voting for John McCain? He doesn't do anything to stop abortion. He's a hypocrite. He funds 300,000 surgical abortions with his taxpayer-funded exceptions. John McCain, he'll defend exceptions, but he won't defend a baby. He'll defend exceptions, but not a baby. He says if the states want to kill children, that's up to the states.
Okay, we're back on Truth Talk Live. The talk show's topic today is trick or truth, and just like the youngsters put the mask on, the little costume on, to get the candy this time of year, so the politicians are putting all kinds of masks on. It just it makes you upset. It even gets you upset with the good guys, whoever they are, by the way. But at the same time, so many politicians put in this day and age, because there are so many professing believers, at least in America, put on the Christian mask. And I'm simply asking the question, does that make them a Christian? Because they confess, they profess And I read some pretty compelling verses from the Bible that say where Jesus said, no, it doesn't make them a Christian. There's a Matthew 25 group. Bob Inyart's with us. He's a talk show host out of... This is a group out of Colorado Springs, in your neck of the woods, in Denver.
Yeah.
And they're running ads on all kinds of stations around the country, even Christian saying stations, supporting one candidate saying he says he's a Christian, he says this and he says that, saying that you should judge a man by his words. But what about the heart, is my question, Bob. And Natalie has a hard time with what you're saying. She doesn't believe that Mr. Obama is disingenuous in his claim. Natalie, and you threw out, you know, John McCain. John McCain isn't, I mean, the one thing kind of encouraging me about him, we're not endorsing anyone on the show, is he's not out there wearing his Christianity out there, you know, professing to be a Christian. I'm not calling him a Christian on the show.
Yeah,
I'm not calling any of these guys a Christian.
He's not a Christian. His wife certainly is not a Christian. Okay. They're virtual pagans.
You're going to find sin in the past of both candidates. But the question is Natalie, how can you support someone who says they're a Christian, but the way they voted in their whole career is for anti-Christian, anti-God things. That's how they've acted. How can you call that person a Christian? Tell me real quick.
I believe that it is a choice because I believe that God gives us choices. He gives us choices with regard to salvation. So it's very important that we also have choice.
Okay, but let's let Bob respond. Bob, God gives us a choice. We have choices. Well, free will. I mean, how could you condemn Natalie and Barack Obama for that? Come on, Bob.
Of course we have choices, but someone has a choice to commit incest, but it's a crime. Somebody has a choice to kill a baby in the womb, sucking his thumb, playing with his toes, but that's a crime. Somebody might have a choice to rape a woman, but that's a crime. So please don't confuse a choice with whether or not something should be criminal. Let me ask you, Natalie, should it be just a matter of choice to own a black man as a slave? Should that be a choice?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Right.
Not necessarily a moral issue. I believe that you cannot legislate abortion.
Well, hold on a second. You don't think slavery is a moral issue?
Well, you can legislate exchange. I don't think exchange is a moral issue.
So, ma'am, if somebody really wants to rape a child, they're going to do it, no matter what you do. That doesn't mean, see, you're not thinking. You need to ask God to help you to think. There's a baby.
I don't understand how we impute all this upon Barack Obama when he made it clear that there are laws on the books that protect the lives of innocent babies already
he is a radical supporter of the supposed right to kill unborn children, the unfettered right to kill unborn children, even to starve them to death after they're aborted if they survive and they come out as a born alive infant. He even supports the right to starve that baby to death.
That last thing that Bob Inyart said, he voted four times to not allow the abortion surviving baby to live. Four times. And then when it was brought up, he simply said, oh, there was already something on the books. So 1,000 prosecutors in Chicago went and checked the books. And guess what? There wasn't anything
on
the
books. No, of course not. Nothing. Barack Obama.
So that's the evidence, Natalie. Now let's move that over.
But
Stu, not on the table anymore.
Hey, Stu, Natalie. Hey, Natalie, I submit that you don't care. That if
it's
you.
Not that I don't care.
Yeah, I Natalie, let me ask you this. Hey, Natalie, let me ask you a question.
However, I do believe I have been severely affected by drunkenness and divorce.
All right, Natalie. Natalie.
Our reflection right. In John McCain and Cindy McCain's lives, whereas Barack Obama, we're trying to impute abortion on him.
Yeah, okay, Bob, what about that? It doesn't affect Natalie. What do you say to her?
That's like saying, I don't care if they kill the Jews if I'm not a Jew. I don't care if they own blacks if I'm not a black. Natalie, that's hatred. That is hatred towards your neighbor. Natalie, you should be able to say this, that God wants us to protect innocent children, and anyone who says, I'll help others kill the baby in the womb, that person is a murderer. Barack Obama is a child killer. He's the worst thing this country's ever seen for blacks because abortion has decimated the black community. Obama is an enemy of God and an enemy of blacks.
That's because a lot of the Christians, instead of going into these black communities serving like we should, we're pretty much absent. You should go into a predominantly black school, and you really, your jaw will drop.
We should.
You should.
Absolutely.
You're right. But I've done ministry like that, Natalie, and I need to do more. But my question to you is those inner city schools, those kids, are they my brother? Are they my neighbor? Yes
or
no?
Of course they are.
Yes? Okay. That little baby in the womb who's helpless, who has had no opportunity, who's helpless, defenseless, is that my neighbor?
Natalie?
Is that my brother?
Natalie, do you know how many black...
Let her answer the question. Yes or no? Is that my neighbor? Is that my brother, Natalie?
Yes.
Okay, so if I hate the one and love the other, is that Christian? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, well,
Natalie,
you got a guy who, that's what a challenge, that's my biggest challenge. I love his eloquence. I love the fact we have a black candidate. I've celebrated that on this show.
Amen.
We need a black candidate in this country. The healing is unbelievable that could happen.
Amen.
And if he wins, there'll be part of me that celebrates that. But the thing that breaks my heart, Natalie, is his view of, he says he loves the brother who is out of the womb, the poor, the helpless, but he says that he hates the brother in the womb. How does he say that? By voting to not let that baby live. That's what we're going to do. Bobby, you're going to say something.
Yeah, Natalie, do you know how many black babies have been killed by Planned Parenthood? Do you realize that blacks are no longer the number one minority in America? They've been bypassed by Hispanics because Planned Parenthood has killed about 10 million black babies. The black community has been decimated. No doubt you know many women who have killed their own children and their lives have been destroyed because they've become child killers. That's the kind of wickedness that Barack Obama promotes for his own lust for power.
But he also promotes curbing premarital sex.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. Well, Bob and your degrees, I have no problem with his efforts to love the brother outside the womb, but the fact that he hates the brother in the womb, Natalie, is someone he's got that Christian mask on, Natalie. Convince me otherwise. Please help me.
Yeah, Stu, this crisis.
If he never professed to be a Christian, then I could be, it may not even be an issue, quite frankly. But as soon as someone professes to be a Christian, then as a Christian talk show host, I got to work my way through the mire and the muck of all that. It's difficult.
Stu, if Natalie was German and it was 60 years ago, she would support Hitler because she would set aside, well, he wants to kill Jews. But yeah, but look at his economic policy. He's rebuilding the highways.
I don't think so. Natalie, you wouldn't support that.
Yes, she would. Yes, she would.
Hold on.
Yes, she would.
Coming up on Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Stu.
Okay, you see my heart. I mean, it's just very intense.
It's devastating.
I have one more live break toward the end, and then at the very end of the show, keep running tape, because we can, if you want to use it for another broadcast.
Yeah.
At the very end of the show, I have a whole network break at the end. It's the 60 seconds. We'll keep going into that, okay?
All right, sounds
maybe
good.
Some beyond. Now, here's what I want to tell you. A listener called our station 2 weeks ago, this week, and his name was James. He was a pro-Obama supporter in Ohio. And he said, you're just using this abortion issue as a wedge issue. As a wedge issue.
Right.
Just to get people not to vote for Obama. And he kind of rebuked us on it. I'm going to play that clip and let you respond to it next, okay?
That sounds great.
Should I keep Natalie on?
I don't think so. It's tragic, you know.
It's tough. Okay.
It's almost, yeah.
I'll take her. She already hung up. So, okay, you talk to your gang, and we got the lines loaded. I'll play this thing, and we'll do more Trick or Truth. Okay, hold on. You're doing
great.
Hold on.
God bless you.
We'll help at BibleMinute.org.
All right, so now here in Denver, Bob and Your Live went off the air, but we're continuing to roll tape, as Stu said. Of course, it's all digital. It's no longer tape. But we're continuing to record, and we'll certainly use this either on kgov.com or air it next week. And what we've got going is we're seeing this crisis that was created by our Christian leaders. Because they have embraced moral relativism in order to raise millions of dollars, to get a seat at the Republican table. And when they've used moral relativism to do that, what they didn't realize is moral relativism cannot be controlled. If you're going to use moral relativism in order to support, let's say, Samuel Alito for upholding partial birth abortion in New Jersey, well, then there are other Christians and leaders and pastors who are going to use moral relativism to support Barack Obama. There's no right and wrong any longer. It's just whatever's politically expedient, whatever you prefer. Christians have become like pagans. Christians are like unbelievers. There is no foundation. So this will be a fascinating opportunity to share on Stu Epperson's network with his Truth Talk Live the source of this problem, and that it's just not these few callers who are confused and who like Obama. This is a disease that's gone through the body of Christ.
He did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
Okay, trick or truth, everyone. The monster match. A lot of trick or treating going on. It's Halloween. It's Reformation Day. Happy Reformation Day, everyone. And typically we do shows to attack and bash Halloween and the ghouls and the goblins. Today on Truth Talk Live, there is something going on all over the country. It's not the youngsters just dressing up in that mask to get the candy that they want. It's politicians. And what breaks my heart as a Christian talk show is these guys, these youngsters are putting on, these not youngsters, these politicians, maybe they're acting like youngsters, are putting on Christian masks. Because they put on a Christian mask, does that mean they're a Christian? Bobby Inyard is our guest. We just got through with a pretty interesting conversation with Natalie, who is wrestling with this same thing too. Natalie, I hope that we had some influence on you. We want to hear from you whether you agree or disagree. Just because Bob Inyard, just because there's the Christian mask, does that make them a Christian according to the Bible, sir? What do you say to that?
Of course not. They're wolves in sheep's clothing, and it goes way beyond Natalie. It's all the Natalies in the body of Christ, Stu, that no longer are able to think in terms of right and wrong. Our Christian leaders have brought us into the world of moral relativism, where you just make pragmatic political arguments. You defend your partisan guy, and do not murder is not relevant. And you know what? We're stuck, Stu, because this is what our Christian leaders have brought to the body of Christ. Natalie is the fruit of their leadership.
Okay, I want to get into that. A lot of things are happening all over the country. Bob Inyard, one caller this week, we have the soundbite, but we don't have it ready to play. James, we debated him from Ohio, a pro-Obama guy, claiming to be a born-again Christian, a really nice fella. We talked to him, debated him for a whole hour with another guest.
Wow.
Who disagreed, of course, who's in the pastorate. But James said that guys like you, Bob Inyard, you use abortion as a wedge issue. You use it to get everyone all worked up and all mad and everything like that. And we're getting kind of tired of it. So is Madison, who emailed and said, Stu, I feel like you're just blasting all these candidates, especially Obama. He says, I feel like we're better off with Bill Clinton than we were with Bush in the post-Bush era.
Yeah.
And Bush hadn't done anything to stop abortion. And so he feels like we're kind of using this abortion issue as a wedge issue.
And
Bob,
Stu,
is that okay to do? Is that all right to do?
That's the way we come across, because we conservative Christians so easily come across as hypocrites, because we'd even support Rudy Giuliani. You remember on your show about a year ago,
you on to debate a guy who was a Christian who would support Rudy, even though Rudy is...
That's right. Greg Kokel, Stand to Reason in California, said, hey, I'd support Rudy Giuliani. That's what Hugh Hewitt says on Salem Radio Network. We've got that moral relativism is a disease which has come across the body of Christ. And most of our leaders, they'll use moral relativism to say, hey, vote for our guy. And we say, yeah, but he supports killing children. And they're, yeah, but he's our guy. We like him more.
Right.
So then Natalie comes along and says, well, I don't care about abortion either. I think Obama, he's a nice guy. He cares about people. I don't care if he supports killing kids. And so we no longer even have an argument.
And one email saying, where's all your negative stuff about McCain? You have all this negative stuff about Obama. Well, McCain is not wearing a Christian mask, okay, by any stretch. Believe me, he's not trying to come off as this born-again Christian. And he's getting plenty of negative press. He's got four major networks with millions of viewers giving him negative press. He's got a lot. He's got plenty of that coming his way. And there are, you spend time enough on him, you can find some challenges, too. I have challenges with him myself. But a bigger challenge is someone who has voted so awfully. I mean, literally, isn't it interesting that there are, isn't it ironic that we're in a country that we have we have 50 million voters will not have their voice heard on November 4th. Why? Because we've killed them.
50 million.
We've killed these precious babies that couldn't grow up and give us the cure for cancer or couldn't grow up and get and invent something that would cure diabetes or go to vote at the polls. That's 50 million voters would change this whole election, but they're not here. They were denied the right to live. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Welcome to the conversation. Talking about can you profess, wear the Christian mask, but not really be a Christian? What do you say, Lisa?
I say really what the problem is, I'm an African-American woman, and I'm not supporting Obama because I'm very true to my Christian beliefs. And I just feel that where the problem is coming from among Christians is that a lot of leadership, meaning pastors, evangelists, whoever is in the leadership, they're not teaching their flock that moral issues come before money. Moral issues come before the economy.
Yeah.
God is the person who is going to supply all of our needs,
right.
Not a man.
And that's so a great point.
What a great point.
They're just being so drawn into.
And that's true. And that's true for candidates on every side. I mean, we're not just. I mean, you brought up Obama earlier, and we got a bunch of calls about that. But there are a lot of candidates, men and women, senators and congressmen and women, and state level, federal level, who are putting on the Christian mask. And what Lisa's saying is, you got to look past that. Lisa, I don't know if you read the article at truthtalklive.com, why I, a black man, cannot vote for Obama. A very gifted man of God, African-American man, who's also an accomplished musician, he said, so what if the economy's great? If we don't get embryonic stem cell research right, if we're voting for that, and if we're voting to kill babies with abortion, and if we're voting for same-sex marriage, and we're voting for all these things, so what about the economy? And I think that's kind of what you're saying, Lisa, and I'm refreshed by hearing from you.
Well, Lisa's point is so great that, you know, money, economics, that has to do with God, too, because God said do not steal. But even a more grave issue is do not commit adultery. So if you steal a man's car, that's bad. If you seduce his wife, that's worse. If you murder his children, that's even a greater crime. And Jesus said, the one who brought me to you has the greater sin. And so, Stu, there's an escalation of atrocities and crimes. And the worst we can do to one another is to kill innocent people. That's the worst. And so Lisa's right when she says we shouldn't make the economy the number one issue. The Bible says exactly that.
But let me ask you this question, Lisa and Bob both. Why is it in this country, because in the Sudan and China, when you claim to be a Christian, you're dead. I mean, you're either dead or under persecution, okay? Why is it in this country, though, that we have a major political candidate all over the place claiming to be Christian, putting on that Christian mask here on Trick or Truth, right? And yet they vote absolutely un-Christian. They have immoral, anti-God, blasphemous things that they vote for, yet we don't hold them accountable. In other words, if we've got a Christian athlete that starts promoting that he's now a Christian and he's carousing around, believe me, it comes up, and it's
right.
Exposed right away. Or a Christian actor, it comes up. But a professing Christian politician, how come they get a free pass? They can say it all they want. They don't have to vote that way. How come, Lisa?
I think it's because Christianity is not taken seriously in America as it is in other countries. Because
Yeah. We're
so spoiled, and a lot of things are just, you know, you just get a slap on the hand. I mean, you get divorced or you live together before marriage, you can tell someone you live together before marriage and they're another Christian, and they'll just say, oh, okay, I mean, it's no big deal.
Well, here's what's interesting, though, Lisa. There are probably, and Bob Inyart, you can weigh in on this, and Lisa, I'm glad you're on, your African-American female caller. There are supposedly, according to the polls, a record number of black Americans going to vote in California more than ever before.
Right.
And they're saying there's two things getting them out to vote, two things on the ballot.
Okay? Yeah.
And this is what baffles
two them, contradictory okay? things.
One thing is to vote for marriage. They want to vote that marriage stay traditional between a man and a woman, which is on the ballot in California.
Proposition 8.
But the other thing they want to do is they want to vote for Barack Obama, who's an anti-marriage candidate, who is against Proposition 8.
Now, let me tell hey, Lisa.
I don't understand that.
Hey, let me talk right to Lisa. Lisa, you might not have heard this, but on June 7th, 2006, the U.S. Senate voted on the Federal Marriage Amendment to defend marriage as a union between one man and one woman. And Barack Obama voted no. He voted against the marriage amendment, and so did John McCain.
Yeah, he was weak on that too. Yeah, he John, said,
John McCain voted no. So we have this extraordinary confusion among Christians who say, well, all these leaders are supporting evil. They're supporting killing kids. They're against marriage.
McCain's rationale was he wants it to be, and I don't agree with him at all.
No.
But he says it wants to be hit on the state level. When you go to the state level, he's for it. He would vote for Proposition 8. He's supporting Proposition 8. Barack Obama says, I want it to be on a state level, but he's against it. He's against marriage being defined between a man and a woman. He is against the very proposition that so many people he's called them to vote for him, that are going to vote for him, or for. And that's not true of all African Americans. Please don't take that the wrong way. But many, according to the polling, are going to do that. I'd love to hear from someone in California that would like to respond. Lisa, thanks for your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to David. 866-34-TRUTH is the number on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson, Bob Inyart, another Christian talk show host from Denver, Colorado, all over the Southwest and the Midwest is with us, and we're talking about trick or truth. Can you be a put on a Christian mask but not be a Christian? Is that possible? Especially election time. We're going to go to David, who wants to talk about John McCain. I don't know how. We'll find out. We may even hear from Alveda King. That's right, the daughter of MLK. When we come back on Truth Talk Live, stay with us. More coming up right after this.
Truth Talk Live.
Truth Radio Network.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Stu.
Can I say something to you and your listeners? Are you running tape?
We're running tape. Go right ahead.
I am being attacked for doing shows like this at my website, truthtalklive.com. Will you please tell your listeners to go and make their voice heard?
Yes.
I don't mind if they link to any site whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
I don't mind if they bring up the independent candidate thing. I mean, I haven't been, and I'll say this to your listeners, I haven't been attacking of McCain as much on this show as I have in past shows because he's being just eviscerated. He's being besmirched by every media outlet out there. So, you know, I mean, you know, I just, you know, so is Palin, okay? So I'm not, you know, I'm not jumping in that fray. I know you disagree with that. I know you're supporting an independent candidate.
Yeah, and,
but, you know, we have a different view on that, and I want to have that debate with you at some time, maybe, you know, later on. But but go to truthtalklive.com if your listeners are linking.
And I'm
site.
There right now, Stu. I'm at truthtalklive.com.
Have we got any hits from today? Have we got any comments from today's show?
We sure do.
Oh, goodness. Okay, and you need to have this Usama Dakdok on. He's pretty radical. You ought to have him on Monday. He'll blow you away, unless you want to play the second part of the show. Hey, got to go back. Hold on. Hang
All
on
right,
just a second.
Good.
Okay, there you have it, trick or truth. This is a message from, I want to, we had to get a scream in. I mean, it's Halloween, Bob Inyart, and it's also electronic that these two times would fall together. It's Happy Reformation Day to all our friends out there that celebrate that. What about the hypocrisy of all the, not just are the millions of youngsters dressing up with masks to get that candy, but what about all the politicians out there putting on that Christian mask to get your vote? Are you discerning as a believer looking deeper? Bob Inyart.
Yeah, because it's easy to ignore injustice if you want to get something. And Stu, God calls upon us to give loyalty to him, honor and obey him above all else. And Jesus said, love God and love your neighbor. And as a Christian, if you set aside one of those, you are disappointing God. We need to ask God to help us to love him and love our neighbor.
Okay, that's the voice of Bob Inyart, talk show host in Denver, Colorado. We're debating today on this whole issue of the hypocrisy of candidates out there claiming to be a Christian but vote otherwise. Let's see what David says in North Carolina, which is going to be a big state in this election. David, go ahead. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu.
Yes, thank you for having me on today.
Yes.
I think the big issue is the false deception that is presented from the pulpit, men lacking the wisdom and the knowledge that God has given to them to present the Word of God as it is in Jesus Christ's truth. He told the woman at the well, he said, they who worship me must worship me in spirit and truth.
Okay.
This is what's lacking today from the pulpit as well as the people from within the congregation, and therefore they cannot discern right and wrong because they are not worshiping God.
They're not getting
they're
right.
Worshiping one.
He says,
I will send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2:10.
Ooh.
And he says, I will send them a strong delusion because they will not believe the truth. Therefore, he said, I will cause them to believe another than myself.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I appreciate your call, David. Well spoken. I don't think I can add to that. Let's see what John says in Minnesota. John, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go quick. We're coming up against the break, John.
Hey, sorry I don't have my Bible on the steering wheel, but it clearly states in the Bible that man will leave his first love and go after his own desires. And the desire is spreading the wealth.
Yeah.
And then it says that the prophets will come, the false prophets will come and steer them away.
Okay, hang on. Appreciate your call. Okay, Bob Inyart, some big verses. We're on a network break on Truth Talk Live. Still talking to all of our listeners out there.
All right,
for
Sue.
A few seconds here. Bob Inyart, I'm glad you're with us today. A couple very poignant words from God, from our listeners, mm-hmm. about not putting our faith in money. And what's your message about that to listeners to do what's right instead of maybe what's economically feasible or pragmatic in their life?
Yeah, John just referred to Jesus Christ, talking about believers or people who leave their first love. Our first love should be God and honoring him. And Stu, it's real easy to make political calculations and think, hey, this guy is more like me. I'm going to support him. But we should ask ourselves, well, what would God do? What are God's principles? How do they apply? And God's principles apply in direct ways. You know, Adolf Hitler, he never killed a Jew with his own hands, as far as we could tell. When Barack Obama advocates, when he funds the killing of children.
We gotta go to, hold on, we'll be back in just a second.
It's the Truth Radio Network.
From the studios of HCJB Global, Beyond the Call with Ron.
Hey, Bob, I want to finish that thought of Adolf Hitler, but I want to also bring some attention to personhood, which we have not spoken on very much this hour. And I think it's only fair to you and
sounds
to this critical
great.
Bill, and I want to elicit our listeners to pray for you, because this is something we need passed across the land, not just in Colorado. My question is FOCA going to strike it down?
Is FOCA...
Barack Obama has pledged to vote for FOCA. Will that strike it down?
Well, that is a great point. It would strike down all the abortion regulations.
Yeah.
But if this was upheld, it would not strike this down.
Okay, good. Okay,
we could talk through that.
Talk about that when we come back and finish your thought about Hitler, okay? Hold on.
Trick or truth, everyone! How about those politicians? They're trick-or-truthing, trick-or-treating with masks on. They claim to be Christians, but they vote with their feet. Their feet are swift to vote for evil. It's very sad. It's very difficult. Don't get me wrong, folks. All hour long, I don't want to in any way intimate that, hey, that I'm not a sinner and I haven't messed up. And anyone that professes to be a Christian, you're absolutely made of clay. You're made of dirt. Remember that, okay? But someone that professes to be a Christian, you know, don't just hold, if I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, what does that mean? Well, let me tell you what that means. On the positive side, I'm a soul winner. I'm leading people to Christ. I'm discipling people. I'm bearing fruit in my own life. I'm penitent over and over again, confessing my sin, walking with God, trusting in the power of the gospel to live. I'm craving fellowship with other people in the church, loving the word of God, okay? And I heard one person tell me who Barack Obama is leading to Christ, who he's discipling. I haven't heard one person put him on the same scale that you would judge any normal Christian. Not one. Maybe Stephen can. And I'm not just mentioning Barack Obama. He's who we've been talking about this hour. Any politician that puts the Christian mask on, let's hold them to Christian standards. That's all I'm asking, if they profess it. Your final thought, and then we've got a caller on who disagrees with you. Go quick, Bob Inyart.
Yeah, when somebody's guilty of a Holocaust, they might not kill anybody with their own hands, but they're guilty. And Stu, here in Colorado, we have our Personhood Amendment, and we are educating people by the hundreds of thousands of the God-given right to life, that he's our creator.
Okay, Personhood, pray for Bob Inyart, folks. He's being attacked because he just wants to call these babies people and not it, right, Bob Inyart?
That's exactly right.
Okay, let's see what Stephen says. Stephen, for the sake of time, let me just summarize. You're African-American. You love Jesus, first and foremost. But you believe it's time we have a black president, and you believe Barack Obama's that guy, right? In spite of his evil views about life, correct?
We have to deal with prices and pray that he can lead Barack to say that killing babies is wrong.
So you're hoping that Barack you're going to say, I'm going to vote for him, but I'm going to pray the Lord will change his heart when he gets in. Kind of like you marry an unbeliever hoping God will save him, but, or like missionary dating, kind of.
No.
And, of course, that's wrong.
Well, but okay. Bob, what do you say to Stephen and all the voters out there? Say, hey, I'm going to pray for him. Hopefully he gets saved. I'm going to vote for him because we need a black president. What do you say to Stephen?
What a tragedy. It'd be like saying, well, we got the Marxists versus the Nazis, so I'm going to vote for the Nazis because maybe they'll come around. You don't support someone who's openly a murderer.
What's that, Bob?
If that's the case, most of our presidents have not done anything before the unborn people.
That's true. You know he's right.
The president is powerless. Look,
no.
The most powerful people in the country, in the world, in this country, are the judges. The president will appoint judges, Stephen. Barack Obama will appoint pro-abort judges for sure. At least there's a glimmer of hope that McCain won't.
I don't think so.
He said he won't. Bob's skeptical, but at least he might not. But, Bob, what do you say to Stephen and all the other listeners out there that are...
Don't be naive. Forward? Don't be gullible. Obey God. Trust God. Obey him. It's simple. It's not complicated.
Okay, Stephen, has he changed your mind about how you're voting?
I will trust God.
But you're saying you trust God. Hold on. This is Truth Talk Live, your host, Drew Epperson. Go to truthtalklive.com and weigh in. You both stay on the air with me, okay?
Drew Epperson, Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
Stephen, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Bob, Stephen is saying he trusts God. He wants to follow Jesus. Then why do you want to vote for someone who does not trust God and is, and basically it says if you hate your brother, then you're a liar and you're a murderer and you hate God. First John says that, Stephen. How could you support a guy? I know, I agree we need a black president, Stephen, but why would you vote for any president for president who believes that, Stephen? Why?
Because I have been a murderer. I have been a liar. I am a sinner. Until I changed my life.
Stephen, we're all sinners. Stephen, we are all sinners. Okay, Bob, what do you say to him? Stephen, anyone on the ticket is going to be a sinner, but Bob, what do you say to that?
Stephen, I'm with you. I am guilty. I've committed crimes, sins that God said are capital crimes. But that doesn't mean that I could ignore my commitment to my neighbor, to love my neighbor, and then support somebody who wants to kill children. Alan Keyes is one example of a great black leader who wants to defend children, not kill them.
Okay, we're so out of time. We got to go. Go to truthtalklive.com. At least McCain says he's pro-life and hasn't voted to kill these babies born alive, Stephen. Pray about this, my friend. We got to go.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob, are you still with us?
Yes. Yes, Stu Epperson.
Okay, Bob, listen, thanks for being on.
It's an honor.
Bob, we are live right now. Our computer locked up at the station, so I think our listeners, Josh, are our listeners still hearing Truth Talk Live? Okay, truthtalklive.com is the website to weigh in. Stephen may not be with us either, but Bob, it's a tough deal. And
yeah.
But we really need to pray for you. This personhood amendment, the Proposition 8 in California, in New Jersey, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
In New Jersey. I wonder if Stephen's gone. I wanted to inform him that the guy he's voting for in New Jersey, Barack Obama is applauding the law that's about to pass in New Jersey to legalize same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with that law. There's just a little church on the New Jersey coastline, Bob Inyart.
Mm-hmm.
A little church that has got a good Christian pastor, a lesbian couple. Of all the churches they wanted to be married in, it was this one little church on 100 miles of New Jersey coastline. They picked this church.
Mm.
Okay? It was a lesbian couple. They went to the pastor. He said, no, I love you. I want to lead you to Christ, but I cannot.
Yeah, they want to force their perversion on other people.
Well, here's the problem. Now they've reported to him, and now the church has been sued, and now they've lost part of their tax exempt status.
Mm.
Okay, and now the next step is the other thing that Barack Obama has promised to champion, and that is the hate crimes legislation.
Hey, Stu, my first cousin Michael Coluccio changed the law in New Jersey so that homosexuals could adopt children. That was on the cover of USA Today. And so there's this battle is not only a national political battle.
So your brother, now is he a believer?
No, my first cousin, Michael Coluccio, changed the law in New Jersey so that now homosexuals can adopt children. And if you remember, Stu, we fought that one 10 years ago. That was over. Now, of course, homosexuals adopt kids. Now we're fighting marriage. You know, at first we were fighting homosexuality itself. Well, we gave up on that. We Christians said homosexuals should have equal rights. So then they said, well, we want to adopt kids. And we said, no, no, no. Then we gave up on that. Now we're fighting marriage. Eventually, the only thing left to fight will be homosexual dental care. We'll be fighting that, and then it'll be over.
And this is where you and I disagree. I mean, I'm kind of with Randy Alcorn. Have you been to his blog? Seen his view?
Just briefly, just yesterday I was...
Okay, are you running tape? I hope you're running tape.
Yeah, we are.
Because okay, you're an objective guy. Have Randy Alcorn on. Go to randyalcorn.blogspot.com.
And he thinks...
rationale for the whole lesser of two evils argument. I think it's very compelling for what he says.
There's no bottom to that abyss. There's no bottom to it.
Well, here's the thing. I believe that there is a bottom, and I believe that there,
Well, what if in 4 years it's Obama for re-election versus another guy who's worse? Then, Stu, you'd have to encourage your audience to vote for Obama.
What if McCain gets in and he appoints two pro-life judges?
What if he does that?
Stu, he gets in and he keeps his word like he did 60 years ago in Vietnam, like he's done all his life.
What if
he goes in and puts two pro-life judges, Bob, and then we overturn Roe v. Wade? What about that?
I'm showing, that's all a lie, but I'm showing that your principle in 4 years, if Obama's up for re-election and the other guy's worse, you'd have to tell your audience by Randy Alcorn's principle to vote for Barack Obama. There's no bottom to that abyss.
Now, hold on, guys. I'm in trouble. Hold on. I got to tell my wife. Honey, I'm on my way home. Honey? Yeah, what happened? No, I'm walking out the door. I'm just saying goodbye to Bob Inyart. Bob Inyart live. Honey, I'm being heard all over Denver. I'm a celebrity. I always want to be heard in the Rockies.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here.
No, I'm coming. I'll see you in a second. Okay, hold on. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Stu, could your wife follow you when you talk really fast? Does she know what you're saying at all moments?
Bob, do you do marriage counseling?
Too much of it.
Hey, by the way, my brother-in-law and sister that lives in Denver that listen to me all the time on your show have now moved back to...
Oh.
North Carolina, how about that?
All right, that's great.
Hey, listen, Bob, you're a blessing. We'll pray for the we'll do another show on the.
Thank you, Stu. May God bless you.
I think that the lesser two evils argument depends on who's on the ballot, and I think it's a straw man. I think it's true when it comes. I think it's awful when it comes to pastors, your pastor, but when it comes to government, we're always for it. Look, someone wants to listen to Bob Inyart or True Talk Live. Well, it's a choice between the lesser two evils.
Of course, we sin. Of course we sin. But if we promise we're going to kill a neighbor, then nobody should help us. Nobody.
No doubt about that.
So that's it.
And I believe McCain is enough pro-life. And maybe you could inform me on that.
He's horrendous.
Okay, well, my...
He's a pro-abort, Stu. He's a flat-out pro-abort. He just lies during campaigns.
Maybe your listeners can send me an email.
All right.
To that effect, you have my address. I don't mind if you give it to him.
All right.
Stuart at truthtalklive.com. Stuart at truthtalklive.com. Show me why John McCain's a pro-abort. Right. Bless you, Bob Inyart.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you. Bye.